Hello and welcome back to Health Insights with me, Tamanna, your host. And today we are back in conversation with Sonam Jain. Today's topic of discussion is rather very interesting. We all go for vacations once in a while, and when we do, there is a break on our diet and weight management program. So what happens is, we take a break and once we get back, it's difficult to start the routine again. And hence, the entire plan goes helter-skelter. Amaya Vox. The new perspective. So we welcome you, Sonam, once again. The first question that I'd like to put across is, what exactly vacation means according to you, Sonam?
Hi. So, you know, by vacation, of course, a lot of people would understand that, you know, you're going on a holiday, it's a free time, you're going to relax. And apparently, nowadays, a lot of people take vacations to detoxify themselves, right? They want to go away from the crowded city life. Mm-hmm. But one needs to understand that vacation does not mean, or it does not give you a green ticket to do abusive eating. So what happens mostly, you know, whenever you are traveling, breakfast buffets are generally a part of your vacation. And what happens is, because it's a free breakfast buffet, so most of the people end up eating everything which is there on the display, be it fruits, juices, cereals, you know, dosas, breads, croissants, everything.
The buffets, the breakfast buffets especially, are something that I long for while vacationing at hotels.
So that is not what a vacation should ideally be. When you are talking about relaxation, you also need to relax your digestion. You also need to give a little rest to your eating system. Apart from that, you know, a lot of people, they just go way too high on consuming junk food when they are traveling. Apart from the breakfast buffet, you know, the nights go high on alcohol, a lot of fried food, a lot of munching. So from my perspective, you know, right, of course, you will indulge in food, you will go easy, but a balance is also, of course, needed. While you're traveling, make sure to eat it in a balance, because you will end up having a lot of gut issues. You will come back gaining so much of weight, and you don't want to be stressed out when you're back from a vacation.
True, true.
So when you're traveling, go easy on yourself and also on the choices of food that you're making. Maybe a little easy on the portions, if not on what you're eating, or vice versa.
So Sonam, next I'd like to ask you that we know that we are going for a vacation. So what can we do to, you know, kind of pre-plan for that? Like a pre-vacation diet sort of a thing, you know, that I should eat all these things so that, you know, I'm ready for the vacation. Can you throw some light on this?
So, you know, when, of course, you're planning your vacation, so sab log bolte hain vacation ke baad detox karenge, vacation pe hum free meals chahiye. But there is a very good approach, and a realistic approach is, when you know that you're going for a vacation, when your vacation is pre-planned, you know, you can always pre-prepare your body. Like, you can go on a customized dietary plan before your vacation, that is like 2-3 days prior to your vacation, where you can start cleaning your body so that, you know, your body is prepared to take the load of the extra calories or take the load of so-called junk food and unhealthy food. So what can be done is, you know, prior to traveling, keep your systems light, you know, keep early dinners, go more on greens and soups, so that, you know, when, whether you're traveling by car or by, you know, plane, you don't get upset stomachs, you don't get nausea. Also, there's one very important tip. Mm-hmm. I know it's not a part of a pre-vacation diet. There's a lot of kids and a lot of adults, they get this nausea while traveling. So try to avoid liquids on the day of travel, prior to travel. Probably have a toast with peanut butter or some light carb, so that, you know, you feel satisfied while you're traveling and there is no pukish feeling. Now, coming back to your question of a pre-vacation diet is, go high on fruits, go high on veggies, keep your meals small. Cut all the maida and sugar, keep working out, so that, you know, you are saving those extra calories for the next coming 3, 4, 5 days, or whatever days you are planning to travel, right? And apart from that, you know, eat more ghar ka khana, simple food, avoid outside food. So basic would be like a khichdi or a warm porridge. Avoid things which, you know, can aggravate any kind of allergy or an upset stomach, because, you know, you don't want to end up having an upset an upset stomach before traveling. Also avoid food which makes you gassy, because sometimes what happens is, let's say you had something on day one which impact, whose impact can come on your body on day three, right? So medically, you know, it will be difficult for you to justify in your head, ki, how is it possible? Because on day one, I had something which could got me gas, but then how come on day three, I'm getting the effect? So try to keep it simpler so that when you're traveling, you're feeling lighter, you're feeling healthier, you know, you don't have any constipation, because that also really upsets your travel. So this should be very helpful. And of course, people with medical conditions like blood pressure, sugar, high BP, cholesterol, they really need to consult their health coach for planning such dietary changes before traveling, while traveling, and after coming back from travel, because you know these lifestyle disorders can really be affected with these change in your travel places and routine.
Okay, Sonam, another very commonly observed thing amongst people is that they feel that we are on a vacation, so let's take all the days off, and for whatever time we are away from home, let's eat whatever we want, let's eat however we want, and once we are back, we can get back to the routine of, you know, a healthy diet. So what do you think? Is this the right approach?
Well, that's right. That's right. You know, a lot of my clients, say that Sonam, we are traveling, you know, and because of this lockdown, a lot of people are traveling, and, you know, suddenly weekend plans are made and they're going up hills, and, you know, they're like, Sonam, we're going for 4 days. You know, we want to eat as much as we want. So yes, this is a kind of a mindset. See, this mindset comes when in your regular life, you are eating with the thought that, you know, you are restrictively eating, you know, that is when you feel that you are going on a vacation. So you're free to eat anything and everything without doing any thoughtful and mindful eating. So that is a checkpoint. If you are on that page, that means in your regular life, you are eating way too restricted. So that's not a right way. That's not a long-term way.
Exactly. It's all in the mind, you can say.
Whereas in opposition to it, if you in your regular life, you know, you are doing mindful eating, you are eating all kind of food groups, you are active, you know, the thought of vacation will not upset you or will not excite you, ki, oh no, I'm gonna eat way too much. So, you know, think about this, whether are you in that category where you get too excited because you feel now you're a free bird, or it's a happy shift that, okay, you know, it's a shift in the location and you know you're gonna pick up local food, regional food, but at the same time you're gonna be very sensible about what you're eating.
Correct. Okay, Sonam, and now there is another category of people who are the exact opposite. They are way too rigid, way too strict about their diet, even while on a vacation. Do you think that approach is right?
Yes, there is this category also of people who are very, very rigid even when they are traveling. You know, they will still stick to measured food groups. They will still be very choosy in what they are eating. And, you know, this can only end up creating more stress for them and the people around them. So I don't think it is advised to be very rigid even when you are traveling, even when you are on vacation, or even in your regular life. You know, you need to understand what type of body you have. That is what is most important, rather than just following something which is random or following something
Absolutely.
Which restricts you. You really need to understand how your body reacts. Mm-hmm. So let's say when you're traveling, a lot of people end up having gut issues and gastric issues because of change in weather, change in water, or these are long car journeys. So don't be super restrictive. Don't be rigid. But again, you know, be hydrated, maybe eat some fruits in between.
True.
I would not stop you from eating the local junk food of that place, be it a pav bhaji or a butta or whatever uphill food is, or a pahadi khana is, or wherever, whichever part of place you are going for a vacation. If it's on a beach side and you are indulging some seafood, again, it has to be in a very thoughtful manner.
All in all, balance is the key. You cannot be too free, or you cannot be, you know, just absolutely strict about it. Otherwise, you will not enjoy your vacation. It will be a punishment for you as well as the others along with you.
So see, the entire idea is, if you're going on a vacation and, you know, you are again in a stress of calculating your calories and food groups and combination, then it's really not on vacation, right? So you really need to go a little easy, but at the same time, don't end up doing abusive eating.
Mm-hmm. So moving on, Sonam, I'd like to know a few do's and don'ts in travel from you.
Few will be very less, but yes, there are a lot of tips which I give to my clients whenever they are traveling, whether it's an international travel, local travel, whether it is work travel, whether it is leisure trip. So the basic do's and don'ts is, don't tell yourself that, okay, you're on a break, so you know you can do whatever you want to. It's a simple shift. So if possible, try to be active. If possible, try to hit the gym in your hotel. If you're going to a natural place where there is a probability that you can go out for a walk,
yes.
Go out for a walk, go out for runs, you know, be more active so that, you know, you are just not dumping your body on a vacation. So this is one very important point. Now, second very important point is in your do's and don'ts is, don't go crazy over breakfast buffets, okay? Just don't end up filling your plate with everything. Don't do that. That's the worst thing that you do. Stick to the way you like to eat. Pick up one food group at a time. Now, another do and don't is that when you're traveling, try to keep one meal as a salad or a smoothie or, you know, something which is light on the stomach.
Okay.
Apart from that, try to wrap up your dinners early, you know, by maximum by 8, 8:30, because that will give time to digest. But apparently, let's say if you are ending up having late dinners, then try to keep your breakfast really light. Keep them more on fruit based, maybe liquid, so that you're giving scope for your body to digest the food. Now, one very important point is whenever you're traveling, whether it's a short trip, long trip, make sure you're not constipated. So if you have to take up some outside source like Isabgol or Trifla or prunes, please carry with you, eat them so that you clean your system daily. Elimination is very important on daily basis, otherwise also, but especially when it comes to traveling, okay? So make sure you carry these basic digestion, Eno, and Isabgol, so that you don't end up having these issues, and you know, then you will end up getting so confused what to eat and what not to eat. So apart from that, be hydrated. Very important. People forget to drink water when they're traveling. Don't go high on sodas and, you know, those sugary drinks. So, you know, a very simple do's and don'ts is, be a watchful eater and don't let go of your exercise. But I'm not saying that go and do weight training, but just stick to something which is closer to that place. Let's say if you're going uphills, try to, you know, do some trekking. If you're going on beaches, try to swim around. So whatever place you're going, pick up the local activity so that, you know, you are active, you're motivated, and you're burning those extra calories.
Yeah, just an effort to, you know, make sure that you're burning away any extra calories that you've consumed. Now, moving on to the last question of our today's discussion. So Sonam, definitely while vacationing, we have done some sort of harm to the body by consuming unhealthy food and, you know, wrong timings, not being able to exercise. So after returning, what do you suggest post-vacation, how to detox one's body?
So, once you're back from the vacation, of course, some sort of cleaning is important, whether you've gained weight or whether you've lost weight. So detox is just not for losing weight. Why detox is important? Because, you know, you have traveled, you have eaten out of time, you have eaten out of order, you have eaten a lot of outside food. So cleaning of the system is important. Now, there are different ways of detoxification. First is enema. You know, if you understand what is enema, please come back and do enema for at least 2 to 3 days in the morning. Second is, try to consume more of green smoothies or green juice, you know, so that it cleans your system from inside. Thirdly, get back to your timings. That will also help to set back and put back your digestion system on the track.
Exactly.
Thirdly, let's say you have gained some weight, and of course, you know, speak to your health coach, or if you have knowledge about your body, try to clean that system. Come back to eating cleaner food, more of greens, more of soups, and you know, your proteins, early dinners. And let's say if you have not gained weight and you feel perfectly happy and comfortable, then you go ahead with the day. Just a normal enema once or twice, and again drinking a lot of water will be absolutely okay. So it's not that once you're back from the vacation that, you know, you have to starve yourself, you have to hit the gym 2 times and then you're going crazy over those 400-500 grams. Please don't do that. That's not the point, that you traveled all the way to come back and, you know, treat yourself like this. So again, you know, don't overdo anything, whether it's a restrictive diet dietary chart or a very abusive eating, because the moment you overdo, there's always a opportunity cost for it once you're back. So maintain a lifestyle, make wiser choices, and detox anyways is important for all of us, whether you are traveling or you're not traveling. So in regular life also, see, there are different ways of detoxification. Now one could be through cleaning your system, through various ways of panchkarma, which is an Ayurvedic way. Or there are different ways of detoxification through, consuming certain plant diet food groups, through certain dietary ways where you're cleaning your body. So it depends, what exactly are you looking for, and also what kind of medical condition and body type you have. So you just randomly cannot do a thing because a person A is doing it. So it's not necessary. It will suit to you also. So again, consult someone before planning these things for your life, because, eventually we don't want you to end up getting into more trouble rather than, getting any benefit out of it. And stay active, eat clean, eat in awareness, think before you eat. That will really sort a lot of issues in your life.
Okay, Sonam, thank you so much for joining us and sharing some valuable tips and information on diet and health while vacationing. Thank you once again for joining us. And all you lovely people, I'll join you again with a new episode and a new guest on Health Insights. Till then, stay happy and stay safe. That's me, Tamanna, signing off.
Amaya Vox. The new perspective.